So, Blaine, you recently saw a delightful, quirky little quirk fest called Juno.
Mm-hmm.
How quirky was it?
It was so quirky.
What kind of quirkiness? Would you stop making a ruckus?
I can't do it.
Stop making a ruckus.
I'm sorry.
What kind of quirkiness ensued in Juno?
It was great. It was a great movie. It's this
I'm
kind
of curious. It's got the Bateman, and it's got George Michael.
Bateman.
George Michael.
And it's got Alias. It's got the shrink from SVU.
Who's that?
John Jameson. And it's yeah. and then it's got yeah. Did he just like leave
I was gonna go smoke.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So
I wish.
but it does look like the sort of film that markets itself to be real quirky and funny, but then because the subject matter is going to have like the big come down serious like part.
Know?
Does it really mislead you into
you
the advertising?
Know what it is?
What
it's this year's Little Miss Sunshine.
I bet it was you saw a trailer that said that.
It,
yeah,
like it's this year's Little Miss Sunshine.
Every time I ask Wayne about the movie, he keeps mentioning. He says all you need to know is that she talks on a hamburger phone. And he said she repeatedly talks in this hamburger phone, and every time it's like they're pointing out, check it out, it's a hamburger
phone. Yeah, she
phone.
Even says during the conversation with somebody on her hamburger phone, mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, I'm on a hamburger phone. Sometimes
It's trying too hard to be quirky.
Yeah, it's trying to be... The hamburger phone's trying
Did
too hard to be
laugh
a real
in moments?
Hamburger.
Did you laugh in moments?
I laughed. Like, sometimes I felt... Like, it wasn't necessarily funny, but sometimes I felt obligated to laugh, you know?
You felt like they wrote a joke. Ah, ha, ha.
But, like, this one, like, she was on her hamburger phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the jokes take place while she's on her hamburger phone.
Does she have, like, a full character? It just seems like she's kind of sarcastic. And it's
I'll
like,
get
it,
to that.
At some
but
point
more about the
hit,
hamburger
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, she was, like, on the hamburger phone, right? And one of the jokes was... she calls someone, she's like, and the person on the phone's like, Juno? And she's like, well, it's not Morgan Freeman.
Stop slapping.
Sorry. But that's the joke.
That's good.
It's not more. She's
not Morgan,
Morgan
Freeman,
right?
Because he wouldn't be caught dead talking
yeah.
to a hamburger phone.
That's the joke, I'm sure.
He can't eat red meat. We all know that.
But, yeah, that's one of the great jokes.
So I read a few reviews that said that, why the movie was so good was that there was this quirkiness and this like standoffish sarcasm, but it ended up being a very vulnerable person and having a few breakdown moments where you see how scared she actually is and what's funny is that like it got overwhelmingly good reviews from Rotten Tomatoes, Metacritic, etc., which is one of the reasons why you went to see it, correct?
Yeah.
And what's funny is that a few of the more reputable in my opinion, reviewers that I read from the beginning said, it's a pretty good movie, it's just way too quirky. And they said that like that was a really bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for a minute I was thinking, there's definitely becoming a you know, this is this post-Wes Anderson world now
yep.
where the quirkiness
You just
is,
have to look at the posters.
Yeah.
They did a film junk. Film Junk wrote a review, an essay about it. Sean from Film Junk wrote something where it's like, look at these posters that they've been doing. And I think the first one was Happiness by Todd Solondz.
Yeah, which is a great movie.
Yeah, that. Which is good. But it's these like half hand drawn things.
Yeah.
Squid and the Whale looks that way.
Yeah.
All the Wes Anderson ones, Rushmore and Royal Tenenbaums, all look like you know their posters
like,
are
like
hand drawn.
It's basically like an R. Crumb drawing type thing,
mm-hmm.
except for it's
not,
not
even really
R.
Crumb. It's more like an 8-year old.
And that was
the
beginning of Juno. Actually,
no.
it was like a cartoon drawing thing.
Yeah,
it pretty much took that. It was very
well.
Creepy.
Like, did it like
but,
redeem itself in terms of a movie?
Like her character. She didn't really have... Like, her character was, like, this, you know, really smart-ass, like, witty...
Yeah.
Like, all the characters but her are just, like, there in the movie just to be the butt of her witty
Sounds like
witticisms,
it.
You know?
But what's the deal with George Michael, though? Because he's George Michael,
Michael
in this, just like he wasn't
yeah,
super
he's,
bad.
He pretty much plays the awkward,
yeah.
you know...
All the time.
All the
which
time.
Which he does competently, so I'm not going to
yeah.
fault him for
what's
that.
What's his quirky thing he does
yeah.
in this movie?
Oh, in this movie, everybody has a
quirky,
quirky
thing.
Thing. And I'll label them. Michael Cera's is he eats Tic Tacs,
mm-hmm.
a lot of Tic Tacs.
Well, doesn't he like shave his legs because he's a runner too, or something stupid like that?
Yeah, but most importantly, he eats a lot
yeah,
of
he
Tic-Tacs.
Eats a lot of
Tic Tacs,
and they even say it's important in the movie. They She gives him a whole bunch of Tic Tacs because it's...
Would have been better if it were Chiclets.
Yeah. Yeah. Dicklets. What if he was eating a gum called Dicklets?
And her mom. Her mom has... She likes dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad. Her dad's a vacuum salesman. That's his...
Like a door-to-door salesman.
Yeah,
vacuum.
That's his thing. And Jason Bateman's character is like... He's like a... Like a little kid, you know, he like listens to music. He's like rock and roll.
He's
guy.
Like an. He's like a.
Yeah,
like
he's a, like a kid at
a
heart.
Reporter for a rock and roll magazine or sort of thing or something.
Yeah, he creates like tunes for advertisements.
Oh, okay.
And stuff. So he's like he used to be in a band like and he opened for the Melvins and
oh wow
yeah
that's a pretty quirky man.
Yeah. They mentioned the Melvins and a whole bunch of obscure
like Jennifer
names.
Garner's in this too, right?
Yeah, she's.
And does she? How many people does she kill with her hands?
She kills all the babies in the maternity
ward. Nice. She slaughters them all.
Yeah.
But
her thing is, she's a crazy lady that wants kids. Like, she's like really crazy. Like,
okay, so
yeah.
You know, hearing all this makes me respect Napoleon Dynamite a little more because it was so loose with everything. That, like, everyone didn't even have a thing, really. There was, like, little things they did, but they were never, like, paraded as, this is my thing.
Yeah.
Like Napoleon's thing was that, you know, he had all these, like, fantasy aspects of things that he liked to do, but they never went into them to the point where it was, like, you know.
Like, they're saying, hey, look at this!
Yeah. Like, the movie is so loose and open and, like, vague with everything that it's not like they're hitting you over the head with each person's quirk. The only person that really has one of those is Uncle Rico with his he wishes he was in 1985 again type thing.
Or
a time machine. And
videotaping himself throwing the football.
Yeah. I definitely like Napoleon Dynamite more than Juno.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, the more I watched Napoleon Dynamite, like, I had immediately backlash before I even watched it. Because everyone was like, Napoleon Dynamite, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I saw it and I was like, ah. But every time I watch it more, I'm like, this is so stupid. It's actually pretty, you know, pretty stupid. And I respect that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that these quirky things, you still have to kind of care about the characters, and if they just seem like they're one little gimmick,
yeah, right.
You know,
the gimmick becomes the character.
Well, and then it's like it doesn't work. Like Wes Anderson stuff, I think, is a little superior in terms of its quirkiness because usually the characters are a little more complex. And developed.
They usually actually have human depth, and then they have quirkiness on top of that.
Yeah, Juno's character is like that's all her character is you know smart ass. But
she can phase through walls too, right?
Yeah, she's Kitty Pryde.
Uh-huh.
Like
she kills pedophiles.
The last like 15 minutes of the movie, it tries to give her character. And stuff by making her look vulnerable and crap, but it's like it's you know kind of too late.
Do they ever establish like her relationship with George Michael, like it seeming like it's an actual thing? Like
yeah,
she gets knocked
like,
up by him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is
and
that
then,
just like her
then they like go through like a falling out kind of thing, and then they like in the end they reconcile and become boyfriend and girlfriend. And stuff.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but like he's hardly in the movie, like barely
for 15 minutes.
Yeah, he's only like.
What about the hamburger phone?
Hamburger phone.
Oh, you were outside when we talked about the hamburger phone for about 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're not going to repeat anything about the hamburger phone.
I'd be happy to repeat everything about the hamburger
phone. I'm not
going to
let you.
I like the idea of a hamburger phone.
Okay, let's not talk about the hamburger
phone. That's the movie for you,
then. Because if you got hunger, you could eat your phone.
Will you shut up about the hamburger phone?
It's not really a hamburger.
But if it was...
But it's not.
You could eat it.
If it were a hamburger with a phone, the electronics...
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have brunch on Sunday.
We'd all have hamburger phones.
We'd all have hamburger phones.
I think the Japanese could probably make it work. Come across a silver striped mushroom.
Yeah.
And I fly.
You want to hear some jokes from Juno?
No.
Some lines?
And I fly.
I hate to bring this back up because I know it, but just the geometry. I can see how a hot dog phone is something you could pick up. But a hamburger phone would be round. You'd have to grab it like you're trying to palm a basketball. is it a squashed hamburger?
Maybe you gotta see the movie.
Okay, no, I'm gonna.
I'm just
see
kidding.
It.
It's like it's a cell phone kind of hamburger. You see the bun, the top bun flips open.
Okay,
and then the bottom is like the
weird
top.
Okay,
even though they ripped it off
from
Rush Limbaugh.
Here's the Juno hamburger phone.
Oh, really?
Really.
See, it is round. Like I said, it
well,
would
yeah,
be
it's round.
It,
but
how
it,
would
like,
you answer
flips
it?
Open. It flips.
Yeah, but if you're picking up and talking on it, you'd have to like.
Well,
do
if it's really big,
I think so.
But if it's smaller,
maybe
you have to do everything with conference calls or speakerphone.
But they stole
here's
the idea.
Here's a girl talking on a hamburger.
But they stole
it. This isn't from the movie, but there's a picture on it.
Oh, no, see, it's not from the movie.
You hold it around where the joints converge. Yeah.
The hinge point.
Yeah. But you guys should know that she's they stole looking, the idea yeah. from Rush Limbaugh's yeah. show.
You should email that picture to me. Seen, I'll email it to me.
They're going
to
sell hamburger phones at Hot Topic.
I guarantee you, Micah, that the movie Juno did not steal the idea of the hamburger phone from Rush Limbaugh. As many times as you try to tell me that today.
Rush Limbaugh, they have a commercial that they've been airing for the last couple of years about a cell phone. Like,
but this isn't a cell phone. It's an in-house.
Well, it's a cell phone in the shape of a cheeseburger so that you can't, like, if you get caught by police... You'd be like, I wasn't talking on the cell phone while I was driving.
I was eating the cell phone
cheeseburger. Arg, arg, arg. Yeah, you can do it. It's
got an antenna.
I'm telling you, they stole it from Rush Limbaugh.
That's right. That was a bit he came up with, right, about when they are going to make the wireless thing illegal.
So you're saying that Juno stole
plagiarism.
I'm saying there's all kinds of ideas.
It's a wild accusation.
Plagiarism.
You just have to know how to grab them.
How dare you accuse if
this was a college class, I would flunk Juno for plagiarism.
What?
You've got mail.
Oh, I have mail.
What is this?
I'm emailing Ian a picture of a hamburger phone.
I can use it in the podcast.
So anyways, lines from Juno.
Yes.
All right, one of the lines was...
Do you need someone else to, like, portray the other character? To
oh, yeah.
Are you going to drink this Pepsi? Because I want it.
You can pour some in here.
Oh, God.
Oh. Wait, I gotta think of the lines now.
Oh,
I'm all flustered. Right.
I know.
What was one of them? One of them was it's a conversation between her and her dad, right? Alright. Yeah. And,
Are you sure? You want me to mix this with,
Yeah.
Blast? I'm crazy.
Okay, one of the lines,
That's good. That's good.
That's enough.
That's good.
You can have
the rest. Thanks, man.
You're welcome. I'll let you have your own soda. It was between her and her dad, and he was saying, "Hey Juno, how's it going?" She's like, "Oh, I'm just dealing with things way beyond my maturity level." Uh-huh. Because you know, people say that.
Yeah,
that's how
quirky they do.
Yeah, and then another line was, "You don't think that's
weird? That's good. That's weird. I get it.
Okay,
I'm not making fun of you.
And
we're all just underwhelmed by the quirkiness of Juno, I think."
And another one was. Her dad saying, "Juno, you look a little morose."
Uh huh.
A little morose.
Right.
Not
because
sad.
Because dads don't say that.
Yeah, no one says morose.
No, nobody
unless,
says
unless
morose.
Unless they're being ironic.
I'm a dad, I would just backhand her if you look morose.
Like, every character was a Diablo Cody, like, you know, embodied in that character. You know, you can tell, like, if you look at a picture, you're like, you can tell she wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who's
she
that?
Looks like she wrote it. The writer.
Diablo Cody.
Was a stripper turned blogger.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah. She's just kind of like...
She's, like, really popular now. Just because
her name is Diablo?
Diablo Cody. Yeah.
A stripper turned blogger turned writer of quirkiness.
Yeah. This is her debut, and everyone's giving her kudos for it.
Yeah, she's going to get, like, the best...
Kudos granola snacks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if I was a stripper, I could write a movie?
Only if you're Diablo Cody and you have a hamburger phone.
Dude, I wish I had a hamburger phone. That'd be sweet.
If you were a stripper...
So you are, Diablo.
There'd be many more women who would claw their eyes out in the world.
Hey.
Are you saying that he's not attractive?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that he's a really small dick.
Blind women make it possible for Blaine to get laid.
Oh.
I've never been laid.
No, she's just Asian. Her eyes were so slanted.
This is not true.
See through her eyes.
He speaks false.
Oh, yeah. Because your mom was listening to this, right?
No. What the hell? This isn't even glass.
Give it to me.
It's plastic.
Stop tapping things on the table. You're doing this on purpose, aren't you? You know, he's about to unleash the
beast. Oh, I didn't do that.
Ian's going to unleash
I was doing it for like the people listening, so they know it
was
really...
They get ambient sound that way. It's fantastic. Yeah. We appreciate it. Really, really a stripper turned blogger turned...
Yeah.
Find a picture.
I'll find a picture of Diablo.
She'll be like wearing polka dots
and
like something in her hair.
Like barrettes.
She's like really. I don't want to be stereotypical.
You can bet she has bangs in the picture. High bangs.
Wait, she's in the movie too?
No. She's really popular now.
Everybody is it like semi-autobiographical? Which she's
true. No.
It is actually. She said that it's semi-autobiographical. And she like used the screenplay for Ghost World to make her. Screenplay. apparently.
She just used the...
I don't know. Like, Enid's character, you know? The character Enid in Ghost World is kind of similar to Ellen Page's character.
Diablo Cody.
I guess. She's so popular.
That's her with longer hair. She has shorter hair now.
Nice, let's see it.
See if I can find it.
Then, I don't care.
I know, here, now you want to see the movie.
That's her at the premiere. She looked all reputable and stuff. Mm-hmm. She's got the short.
Yeah, if you were seeing her like she really is, she'd be stripping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then this afternoon I watched Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, which is I thought was a pretty darn good Western. And then I watched...
Was Christofferson in that one?
Yeah, Christofferson is the main character, is Billy the Kid. Right. And Bob Dylan is like a knife thrower that just walks around being Bob Dylan the whole time.
mumbling his lines.
Pretty much, just being like, who are you? He's like, that's a good question. It's like, oh great, Bob Dylan, fantastic. You're so great. Finally, they get him to give up his name. He's like,
song about it if you don't
like, my name's Alias. It's like, what? You call it what you want. My name's Alias.